For cricket fans, this time of year is all about the Boxing Day test. But for people struggling with gambling addiction, the test can also mark the beginning of a tough summer, where every major sporting event is an opportunity to bet. And experts say not enough is being done to prevent the potential harm. Claudia Long has more.
And there it is. Look at this. Two good competitors going hard at each other. The crowd's appreciating it.
For cricket fans, it doesn't get much better than the Boxing Day test. If you're watching today, along with this...
Oh, 351.
You're also likely to hear a bit of this.
World's biggest online sports betting company.
That's an ad from one of Cricket Australia's sponsors, Bet365. And it's far from the only company trying to convince you to bet on the test.
On a massive choice of sports.
Professor Ross Gordon from the Queensland University of Technology has been studying the impact of sports betting. And he says apart from the Boxing Day test, there are plenty of other enticements to gamble at this time of year.
In the build-up to Christmas, there is a kind of expectation on people, you know, to kind of buy Christmas presents and to celebrate. There might be a temptation to place bets to try and sort of win money to actually be able to spend.
Professor Gordon says changes in technology, which allow instant betting, have been key to the growth of sports betting in Australia.
Now with the availability of mobile phone sports betting apps, that means that people can bet on sports, you know, anywhere, anytime and almost on anything.
Bet's new iPhone app is so easy. Even the permanently offended can claim a winner-winner chicken.
Traditionally, to bet, you'd have to go to a bookmaker's and sort of place a bet, you know, in a particular place. So I think, you know, it's a combination of technology, the policy environment and the marketing.
Sabrina Orlandia is a gambling counsellor. She says this time of year can be particularly tough for many people.
Christmas in particular, you've got Christmas parties, you've got Christmas bonuses. And on the other end of that, you might have those who are a bit more isolated or don't have special people in their lives.
And it can be hard to escape the constant reminders to gamble, with ads often prolific during a sporting match.
Ahead of the Boxing Day test, of course, you've got a lot more advertisements. You've got something that's very socially accepted.
Associate Professor Samantha Thomas is a gambling expert at Deakin University. She says the role of sponsorship and advertising is key to understanding the growth of sports betting here in Australia.
Instead of a boundary rope at the cricket nowadays, what you'll see is advertising for a betting company.
But according to her research, sports people themselves can be a factor.
Kids tell us celebrity endorsement of these products is also incredibly influential.
If I were a betting man, I'd choose Crown Bet Rewards.
So when you have high-profile ex-athletes that are promoting these products, kids say that they are more likely to trust the messages from the athletes and more likely to think that gambling is an inherently good part of sport.
Still got it, Ricky.
Crown Bet Rewards. It's a better way to reward yourself.
So if you or someone you know is struggling over summer, what should you do? Gambling counsellor Sabrina Orlandia has some advice.
There's practical strategies around limiting access to your finances. On the flip side of that, you know, we're very aware that in today's world, technology is so easily accessible that gambling from home, gambling from anywhere really, makes it that much more tempting. So there are apps that we can now download to our phones that block gaming websites, gaming apps, advertisements, and that can really help.
Gambling counsellor Sabrina Orlandia finishing that report from Claudia Long. And if you have any issues, you can also call Gambling Help on 1800 858 858.